The voice of the Spartans, Braden Brown.
Good evening and welcome to Emporia High and Inside Spartan Gymnasium for night one of the Paul Terry Classic. Tonight's doubleheader will feature your Emporia Spartans and the Spring Hill Broncos. I'm Braden Brown. I'll bring you all the action tonight on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE. We're also streaming online at KVOE.com. Emporia enters 2-0, a couple of victories during the first week of the season for the Lady Spartans, but the competition level is about to get significantly higher. You're not playing Wichita North, you're not playing Lansing anymore as you take on Spring Hill, a club that returned a lot of talent from last year's fourth place team in 5A. Overall, last year they went 20-5, and they returned their top two scorers from that club, including Isla Melias, who averaged 17.1 points per game and 5.2 rebounds, and she's just a junior, so all teams in the state are going to have to contend with her this season and next season. With that said, as we move along throughout our RV Doc pregame show, we will catch up with the head coach of the Lady Spartans, as Bill Nine said, will be joining us as we bring you the Credit Union of Emporia coaches show in just a little bit. We had a really good boys contest that just ended a little bit ago against Baser Linwood and Hayden. It was a one-point victory for BL in that one, so they are off to a strong side on the boys' side of the bracket. On the girls' side of the bracket, Hayden picked up the win, a pretty decisive one by 24 points. This is night number one of the Paul Terry Classic, as we'll be bringing you the action of all six of the Emporia games, two tonight, two Friday, and two on Saturday. And we'll see how things shape up in this one. If you are not familiar with the backstory of Paul Terry, we'll go a little bit into that history throughout our broadcast tonight, as Paul Terry was the first African-American in the state of Kansas to play basketball at an all-white school, helping to break the color barrier in Kansas high school athletics. As a sophomore here at EHS in 1934, he was the sixth man on a state championship team. The head coach for the Spartans, Alfred Smith, the father of Dean Smith, asked Terry to join the team. So again, we'll share more antidotes about that as we get throughout our broadcast tonight. Emporia coming off some big wins, and in that win last time out, Macy Davis, the sophomore that is 5'10", led the way with 19 points. Kaylee DeWitt, the fellow junior, has had a very strong campaign as she returns to basketball. She's been in double figures both games so far. Spring Hill has played one game. They fell in it last Friday to Eudora, 64-45. They enter number nine in the 5A polls. So a lot of high hopes for this Broncos club that Emporia is going to have to contend with tonight. We're going to go ahead, take our first time out on the other side of the break during our RV Dog pregame show. We'll be joined by Bill Neinstead here on KVOE.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall, federally insured by the NCUA.
The RV Doc is ready to winterize your RV or fifth wheel. Don't get caught with frozen water lines when the RV Doc is here to help. He'll drain and blow out the lines, as well as remove water filters and add antifreeze. Now is also a great time to take care of any other repairs that may need done. Call the RV Doc for an appointment today. 342-0702. 342-0702. And get winterized.
This is the RV Doc pregame show. It's time for Braden's pregame talk with head coach Bill Nienstedt, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15, where you're treated like a person, not an account number.
Braden Brown now joined by Bill Nienstedt, girls basketball coach for Emporia High. Coach, off to a really strong start, 2-0. What do you credit the strong start to?
Well, our kids have worked really hard, you know, and they want to be successful. And, you know, it started with us having a good summer working on fundamentals that I thought would be important in the style that we wanted to play. And then once we got together as a team for practice, then really trying to implement our system. And of course, we've played two teams that aren't very good this year, and so that has allowed us to get a couple of really easy wins, to be honest with you.
Coming off the 60-9 win over Lansing, after you went through the tape, what'd you go back and what were you able to nitpick and kind of find coaching moments from?
Really the same things that we saw, but to a lesser degree after the game against Wichita North. We still have spacing issues offensively, where we create just a cluster of people in a very small area. And then when we have those situations, it really places a premium on decision making. And we're not great yet at decision making. We tend to want to throw the ball into those clusters where there are a lot of people instead of making the easy pass. At the defensive end, you know, we've still got to be better at guarding the dribble, keeping it on the side of the floor. We haven't really found out yet what we're going to be in terms of post defense, because we've created a lot of havoc and teams haven't been able to run their offense. So that's the thing that I took away the most were those things.
Bill Nienstedt joining us here. Big week coming up with the Paul Terry Classic. I know you're a big part of what brought the girls part of the Classic to Emporia.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, but yes, that was something that I thought was really important. At that time, this would have been 15, 20 years ago, it was a situation where every girls team within 30 miles of Emporia was getting to play in the auditorium some. And the 6A state tournament was in Emporia at that time, and we were 6A, and we'd show up at the state tournament never having been on that floor. Unfortunately, due to seasonal celebration and some other things, the Paul Terry is now held out at the high school. But it was an important thing. We added a girls element to it, and it lasted for several years. The revival of it happened while I was away, but really happy to see it back and to see the Terry family being recognized for their contributions to Emporia basketball and to equality in our state.
I know there's some really good competition coming to this year's Classic. Just looking at, you know, some records based off last year and some returning girls. So it's a pretty stacked little Classic. Next couple of games, you're going to learn about a lot about your team.
We sure will. You know, we start with a game against Spring Hill. They won a first-round game in that building. They've played more games on that floor than our kids have, or on the auditorium floor, because they played three of them last year. They got fourth in 5A. They're currently, I think, ranked eighth. I haven't seen the rankings that came out this morning. And then Hayden, who we will play Saturday, won our league last year. They're ranked third or fourth, I think, in 4A. And then Baser Linwood has been a traditional power, but last year their league was so top-heavy that they actually finished below 500, even though they had a really nice team. So These games will be completely different experiences for our kids and our coaches compared to what we had last week.
What are you hoping to see tonight out of the girls?
I'd like to see improvement. You know, I don't worry too much about us competing, playing hard. You know, I just want to see us make better decisions with the basketball, communicate better at the defensive end of the floor, you know, value the ball, and show improvement in all aspects of the game.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you very much, Braden.
This has been the Bill Neinstedt Show, brought to you by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number. Coming up next, a breakdown of tonight's matchup as the RV Doc pregame show continues. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The RV Doc is ready to winterize your RV or fifth wheel. Don't get caught with frozen water lines when the RV Doc is here to help. He'll drain and blow out the lines, as well as remove water filters and add antifreeze. Now is also a great time to take care of any other repairs that may need done. Call the RV Doc for an appointment today. 342-0702. 342-0702. And get winterized.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
Tip-off coming up in roughly 7-8 minutes from now here at Emporia High. We got the Lady Spartans getting ready to take on the Broncos from Spring Hill. This is a rematch of a game here during at the Paul Terry Classic from last year that saw Spring Hill pick up the win 52-18. And that's something that Emporia is going to try and do better tonight, is keep this one closer than what happened right here on this gym floor 1 year ago. Again, a 52-18 loss to Spring Hill last year. And it was Hayden that ultimately won the Paul Terry Classic last year, as they were able to run away with things. And last year during the Classic, Emporia fell in all three of their games. So we'll see if they can form better than that this year. Let's go ahead and transition and learn about today's starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Same lineup we've seen the first two games of the year for head coach Bill Neinstedt. Jade Aguirre, the sophomore that is 5'3". Kinsley Hines, the senior, that is 5'7". Kaylee DeWitt, the junior, that is 5'8". Macy Davis, the sophomore, that is 5'10". And Harley Smith, the senior, that is 5'11". On the other side for the Broncos, Isla Malias, a junior, that is 5'5". Aubrey Meter, a senior that is 5'10". Addie McConnell, a sophomore that is 5'7". And then we have Mason Brackett, a junior that is 6'1". And Isabel Harris, a senior that is 5'10". Your starters tonight as we get ready for basketball. Behind schedule because, well, one of our games before us, as this is the third game of the day, went long as Baser Linwood knocked off Hayden 63-62 in our boys contest just before us. They had to rally from down 15 around half and able to come back, and poor free throw shooting by Hayden ultimately cost them in that one. So far, Hayden girls are 1-0, and the Baser Linwood boys are 1-0. Couple more teams will be joining them perfect during the classic as we get into our doubleheader coming up. It is Emporia and Spring Hill. We'll take another quick timeout before we get you to tip off. You're listening to Lady Spartans Basketball on 1400 AM and 96.9 FM KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Paul Terry Classic, night number one from Emporia High. As we get ready for our girl-boy doubleheader tonight, Emporia and Spring Hill. Paul Terry, a member of the 1933-1934 state title team for the Spartans. He was the sixth man on the team. Unfortunately, he was not able to play in the championship game due to Kansas law that legalized segregation. So he wasn't allowed to play in that contest. That saw Emporia win 22-15 over Wichita East. Terry would go on to earn a degree from Kansas State Teachers College, which is now known as Emporia State. Three of his sons, John, Martin, and Charles, would play college basketball. Paul Terry was inducted into the Emporia High School Hall of Fame in 1996 and the Kansas Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame in 2006. So a little bit history of why this classic is named after Paul Terry, as he was the first African-American in the state of Kansas to play basketball at an all-white school. Spring Hill and Emporia coming up. We'll be back in a minute here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dock.
Welcome back to Emporia High. Getting ready for tip-off here. We're getting the starters out on the floor. Still plenty of open seats. I've got nothing better to do at Emporia tonight. Come on in. Root on the Spartans. We got a girl-boy doubleheader coming up. Again, your starters tonight. We'll start with the Broncos. Meter, the senior, that's 5'10". McConnell, the sophomore, that's 5'7". Mason Brackett, the junior, that is 6'1". Isla Herman, the senior, that is 5'11". And Isabel Harris, the senior, that is 5'10". And then for the Lady Spartans, Jade Aguirre, the sophomore, that is 5'3". Kinsley Hines, the senior, that is 5'7". Kaylee DeWitt, the junior, that is 5'8". And Macy Davis, the sophomore, that's 5'10". And Harley Smith, the senior, that is 5'11". So the ever-so-talented Isla Melias, the leading scorer from last year's Broncos team, is going to be coming off the bench tonight. She is fully dressed. She's sitting over on the sideline with her head coach, Paige Husa, who's in her fourth year at the program. Bill Neinstead, he's back for his second tour. First season being back, and here comes the jump at midcourt. It will be won by the Broncos. Quick transition. They go the other way, and it's a made layup by Meter. Last season, Meter averaged nearly 10 a game. Quickly down the floor, DeWitt has it. Passes it up top to Davis. They go down low. Harley Smith, double-team Smith. She goes up for the layup. Shot's going to be blocked, but we do have a foul called. So early free throws coming up for Emporia. As the senior that hasn't played organized basketball since her eighth grade year will look to get Emporia on the board. First free throw by Smith off the back iron, and Karam's out. No luck on the first one there. Smith's going to be running track next year at Emporia State. About to be a Lady Hornet. We're going to have a lane violation on the second free throw. So 0-2 for Smith. And we're going to see Emporia show a little full court pressure here defensively. It caused fits against Wichita North and Lansing last week. This team's a little bit better and can probably handle the ball better as well. Meter brings the ball across half court, moving left to right on your radio dial. They go to the left wing. That's Isla Herman. Now they do extra pass to Harris. Harris throws the ball away, and that's our first turnover of the night. In transition, Davis gets all the way to the cup. Layup goes, and she's fouled. Old-fashioned three-point play coming up for Davis. Davis led the club with 19 points in the win over Lansing. She had 9 points in the opener last Tuesday. First and only free throw banks in. Staying open late tonight is the bank, and it's a 3-2 Emporia lead. First time we've been able to say that tonight. We are 50 seconds into our game. Aguirre hounding Meter at half court. She throws the ball away in transition. 2-on-1. Emporia fast break. Lefty layup won't go by DeWitt, and the Broncos get the rebound. Emporia can't capitalize that time. In transition, McConnell has it, dribbles into some trouble. Setting up in man-to-man defense is Emporia as they get back, but rotating over too slow that time was Davis, and she fouls Brackett. So Brackett's going to be getting a couple of free throws. Six-foot-one junior. First free throw from Brackett. Nothing but net. It's good. We're knotted at three. That foul actually went against Hines, the first against her and the first against Emporia. Second free throw from Brackett off the front of the iron. Smith saves it from going out of bounds, and now she's in trouble, gets it over to Davis. Emporia looking to push. Three on two, they got numbers. They find DeWitt in the corner, who drives baseline. Skips it over to Hines, wide open three, and she'll knock it down. That's our first made three-pointer. And that's a John Newland three with Edward Jones Financial Services. It's a 6-3 game. Quickly up the floor. Herman has it. Free throw line jumper off front iron. Offensive rebound by Brackett. Put back, no. Another offensive rebound for Spring Hill. And the third effort by Harris goes in. It is 6-5. 6:05 to go in our opening quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on KVOE. Quick pass down low to Smith. Passes it out to Hines. She'll try the triple off the iron. Offensive rebound by Davis. Double team down low. Out up top to DeWitt. Lefty layup gets into the lane, and it's good. First points for DeWitt. It's an 8-5 lead for Emporia. Showing that full court pressure once again. Pushing the ball up the floor is Meter. She dribbles underneath the basket. Now picks up her dribble over to Brackett. Herman with the touch. Back to Brackett. Left side Meter. She'll try her own three. And we're tied at 8. 8-8. Emporia in the home whites tonight. Black numbers and black across their chest says Emporia. As Davis drives towards the cup, she has her shot blocked. Offensive rebound. They get it over to Smith underneath the rim. Up top, Hines. Now Aguirre resetting things to DeWitt. In the lane, runner won't go. Too strong that time. Tried to bank it in, but it went completely over the rim. Less than 5 to go in our first. Ball up top in the hands of Herman. Herman skips it right side to Meter. Guarded closely by Aguirre. Trying to attack Aguirre. They go down low to Brackett. Brackett gets by Davis, and off glass she lays it in. And Coach Neinstead wants a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Spring Hill 10, Emporia 8 on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Emporia battling early in this one, 4:38 to go in the first, Spring Hill 10, Emporia 8, and our girls' contest. This is the Paul Terry Classic tonight. 3 days of action. We'll have all 3 days for you on KVOE Friday night and then Saturday afternoon. It's Emporia basketball as Aguirre bringing the ball up the floor. It goes left side to DeWitt. Coming in for the first time tonight, Aubrey Hess, the junior that is 6'2". Davis has it, spin move in the lane. She loses the ball on the way up. That's a turnover by Emporia. Broncos wearing purple uniforms tonight with a yellow accent color. Broncos across the chest in white. Free throw line jumper by Meter, and she'll knock it down. She's got 4, and she leads all scores. It's 12-8. Aguirre bringing the ball up the floor for Emporia. She settles at the volleyball line. Now she dribbles with her left hand, passes it over. And it's going to be thrown away. Wiltz just checked into the ball game. Bailey Wiltz, the junior, that is 5'6", and she threw that one away. So that's back-to-back turnovers by the Lady Spartans. And we are seeing Sydney Beheimer, the sophomore that's 5'5", come in for the first time. She's guarding the ball right now, and that is Chisholm, the freshman, and she loses the ball out of bounds off her own hands. Freshman, that is 5'5", so both coaches going a little bit deeper into their bench, and we're going to have a violation against Emporia trying to inbound the ball underneath the basket as Hess stepped across the line, and that's going to be another turnover by the Lady Spartans. Quick inbounds to Herman. Herman passes it out, and it's going to be a made three by Chesham. It's 15-8, currently 10-0 run put on by the Broncos. Emporia trying to break this. Wilt has it in between the circles, gets to the free throw line, and she's going to draw the foul. So this game was 8-5. It's now 15-5. And that's going to be the first team foul against the freshman Chesham. Third team foul against Spring Hill. Quick toss in, trying to get the ball to Hess. It's going to be deflected out of bounds off of Harris. It will stay with Emporia as the Lady Spartans will be inbounding in front of the visiting bench. Beheimer's going to be the trigger here. Tosses into the corner, finds Wiltz wide open for three, too strong. Rebound caroms into the far corner. Chasing it down is Meter. Meter dribbling in the backcourt. It's going to cross the timeline. Keeps her dribble alive. Gets all the way to the cup and lays it in. 17-8. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bringing the ball up the floor is DeWitt in between the circles. She's looking to drive. Trying to back down her defender. Gets to the cup. She draws a foul. She'll be shooting two. So that's going to be the second foul called against Aubrey Meter. That's a good girl to get into foul trouble if you're Emporia. First free throw from the lefty is good. DeWitt's up to 3 points. Last track season, she won the Centennial League 300-meter hurdles during the conference meet. Tremendous athlete. Coach Neinstead really happy to have her back playing basketball as DeWitt goes 2-for-2 that time, and that cuts into a 7-point deficit. Sophomore that's 5'6", Rotten, just checked into the ballgame. She's guarded by Smith out at the 3-point line, passing the ball off. Poor shot, but an offensive rebound by Harris leads to 2 points. It's a 9-point advantage. Aguirre has it for Emporia, dribbling on the perimeter, tosses it into the corner. That's Davis driving towards the cup as she just checked back into the game. Scoop layup won't go, blocked by Brackett. Offensive rebound by Davis. She throws it up top to Aguirre. Dribble, drive, loses the ball on the way up, and she's called for a traveling violation. Wiltz coming back into the ball game. Aguirre going to the bench. And the Spartans want a full break. We'll be back in 1 minute. Emporia trails 19-10, 2:17 to go in our first on KVOE.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, the red tag savings are heating up on new Chevy models. Get $8,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss Crew Cab, or get 0% for 36 months. Check out our great selection of new models in stock. Don't wait another day for red tag year-end savings. Come in today to Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24-7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNF. Finance rates with approved credit. All rebates assigned.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care have come a long way this fall, now offering an updated look and more space to better serve their patients. Some new features include enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms, as well as an expanded optical area. It's been a process, but one well worth it. Still providing the best in eye care services while now providing a better patient experience. If you have any questions about your vision, please contact the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
2:17 to go in the first quarter. Spring Hill 19, Emporia 10. Coach Neinstead just called his second timeout of our first quarter. Emporia led 8-5. Since then, Emporia's been outscored 14-2. Rodden bringing the ball up the floor, dribbling on the perimeter, going to hand the ball off to Herman. Herman has it poked away for a second. Now she gets the ball back. She passes it right back to Rodden. Rodden with a skip pass into the corner to McConnell, who looks to drive back to Rodden. She'll try a three off iron. And the rebound will be picked up by Hines. Quickly ahead to Wiltz. Wiltz in transition, getting all the way to the rim. And she's going to draw a blocking foul. And a couple of free throws coming up for the junior. 1:50 to go in the quarter. Trying to cut into this 9-point deficit. Wiltz was 1-for-2 from the free throw line on Friday night against Lansing, and she'll knock down the first one here. First point of the game. Second free throw from Wiltz off back iron, too strong. Rebound saved by Herman. Quickly up ahead and beating everybody down the floor, at least for a second, is McConnell. She'll pass the ball away to Schupert, the senior that's 5'6" that just came in on that last foul. Tossing the ball into the corner, getting it to Rodden. We're going to have a foul on the pass attempt. And this one's going to go against Davis, her first. Second team foul against the Lady Spartans. Emporia is in the bonus if they can draw any fouls on the other end of the floor. Quick pass in, trying to get it to Herman. It's deflected out of bounds, and it will stay right here with the Broncos. Rodden the trigger underneath her own basket. Guarding the ball is Smith. Screaming ball at her. Quick inbounds to Brackett. Nobody's there, and she hits the easy layup. Miscommunication as nobody picked her up. She was wide open underneath the basket. It doesn't come much easier. In transition, DeWitt has it, and she's going to get called for a carrying violation. Now up to 5 turnovers by the Lady Spartans in our first quarter. Down by 10. It's going to be a poor inbound pass, and diving for the ball, Smith has it, but then she's going to be called for traveling as she rolled over. So good job of deflecting the inbounds by Wiltz, and then Smith dove for it, and they give the ball right back. So full length of the floor as Harris is inbounding. Emporia with full court pressure, breaking the press. It's going to be stolen away by Davis at midcourt. They thought they broke the press, and then Davis took it away. She's in trouble, gets it over to Wilt, who gets it across the timeline. She's continuing to drive towards the basket. Throws up a really contested layup that time, and it will not go. And Spring Hill comes down with the rebound as Schupert crosses the timeline. Guarded by Hines at the volleyball line, setting a screen. Getting the ball now is Herman. Free throw line jumper, too strong. Battle for the board, and coming down with it this time is McConnell. McConnell back to Herman. Herman to McConnell. Brackett with a touch. Rodden in the far corner. She'll try a three. Too strong, and another offensive rebound by McConnell. Hands it off to Herman. Herman double teamed with the shot clock turned off. They're going to throw this ball away, trying to run it down. It's going to go out of bounds off of Spring Hill. So Emporia is going to get this ball back at mid-court with 22 seconds to go in our first quarter, trailing 21-11. Quick inbounds to DeWitt, who catches it in the backcourt, taking her time getting across half court, trying to set up something here offensively. Davis has it, 15. DeWitt to the free throw line. Skips it to Wiltz on the right wing, under 10. Wiltz looking up, trying to drive, picks up her dribble, gets it over to DeWitt. Now Davis, can she beat the buzzer runner in the lane? Too strong, it will not go. And that's how our first quarter comes to a close. Spring Hill 21, Emporia 11. Here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
21-11 as we get ready to start quarter number two. This was a game Emporia's led by three. It was 8-5 the last time they held the advantage, but a 12-0 run gave the Broncos the lead, and they currently lead by 10. It will be Lady Spartan basketball as we get ready for our second quarter. Coach Knight said using two timeouts in that first quarter. Emporia inbounding in front of the student section. That's Hines. Tosses it into Aguirre. Back to the starting lineup for the Lady Spartans. And Aguirre is going to spot up for a three. And it's wide right. One and done as Brackett comes down with the board. Now to shot I'm sure Coach Nine said was hoping for as we begin our second quarter. McConnell has it on the right wing, guarded closely there, and a five-second call. Great job by Hines to get in the face of McConnell that time and force the five-second takeaway. Both teams have five turnovers so far, and we have a 30-second timeout called by Spring Hill. So we'll keep it right here. 21-11, Spring Hill leads Emporia, night number one of the Paul Terry Classic. This is the third game of the day, as this afternoon started with Hayden picking up a 61-37 victory over Baser Linwood. That was a girls' contest, and then Baser Linwood picked up a 63-62 win over Hayden in the boys' contest. So as we sit here, Spring Hill has the advantage, 21-11. Just a couple of ticks into quarter number two. Meters the inbounder. Quick toss into the near side. So I guess they're going to say they got a timeout called, and it wasn't a five-second violation. As they look to get the ball, Herman down low to Brackett. It's thrown out of bounds, and it is Emporia basketball. Dribbling up top is DeWitt. They get it over to Aguirre. Aguirre, top of the key, hands it off to Davis, working on the perimeter. Now she looks to drive, picks up her dribble to Smith. 10-footer on the baseline. She airballed it short. And it is a rebound by Herman, looking to push the ball up the floor. Herman crosses the timeline, dribbling up top, gets a screen by Harris. Good defense by Smith to fight through it. Now the ball in the hands of Meter. Meter on the perimeter. She's going to draw a foul. That's going to be Aguirre. That's going to be the first foul against her. First foul against Emporia in our second. Dribbling up top is McConnell. McConnell in between the circles. Goes to Meter on the far wing. Meter guarded by Smith. Tosses the ball up. Smith actually deflected that. Getting it down low, though, is Brackett. Brackett battling down low with Hines. Goes up for a scoop layup. Won't count. Traveling violation, and the Spartans get the ball back. Wiltz checking in, and who's going to the bench? It's going to be Smith. Davis, DeWitt, Aguirre, Wiltz, and Hines on the floor for the Lady Spartans. Aguirre bringing the ball across half court, gets it to Davis, now left side DeWitt. DeWitt looking at this defense, hands it to Davis, top of the key. Fakes a pass, left side, Aguirre. Aguirre on the perimeter, throws it into the corner. Hines for three, too strong. Rebound comes down in the hands of Brackett. And we're going to have a foul against Emporia battling for that rebound. That's going to be the first foul against Wiltz. Cheesham checking back into the ballgame, and Brackett's going to get a breather here. Racing up the floor is Meter. She loses it at half court, but now she tracks it down, and it's in the hands of Harris. Harris trying to feed the post, deflected by Emporia, and they're going to get the takeaway in transition. Wiltz has it, and she runs into Chisholm, and that's going to be a foul, first against the Broncos. We played a minute 48 in our second quarter. Neither team has been able to put a score on the board. It's 21-11 in favor of the Broncos. Hines, the inbounder, underneath her own basket after the second foul by Chisholm. Quick inbounds to Davis, but she misses the layup underneath the rim. Battle for the rebound and out of bounds off of Spring Hill. So Emporia will keep possession of the ball, at least for this second. 6:04 in quarter number two. DeWitt's the trigger underneath her own basket. Quick toss in to Aguirre. Now Wiltz with a touch on the left wing. Into the corner to DeWitt, who drives baseline. Spin move goes up, and she's called for a travel. I'll give the ball back to the Broncos. Full court pressure being shown by Coach Ninestead's club. Meter trying to break the press, getting across half court, battling against Aguirre. Sticking with her, they hand the ball off to Herman, who gets a screen by Rodden, switching it defensively. Now it's Davis guarding Herman, handing the ball off to McConnell. McConnell guarded by Wiltz. Good man-to-man defense here, staying in front of the girl. And good help side defense by Wiltz, sliding over, forcing a really tough shot by McConnell there. And a rebound picked up by Emporia on the missed layup. And it was Davis that was able to draw the foul that time. First foul against McConnell. And DeWitt's going to bring the ball across half court. Stops at the top of the key. Keeps her dribble alive. Passes it in the corner to Wiltz. Wiltz picks up her dribble. Now DeWitt. DeWitt on the left wing. Goes through the hands of Hines. And that's going to be a battle for the ball as Wiltz was battling on the far end. It's going to be a jump ball in that favor of Spring Hill. So Hines started driving towards the basket and was hoping to catch the ball underneath the rim. The pass was too late to her, and it was behind her. And it's a turnover by Emporia. Miscommunication there. McConnell dribbling in the backcourt, guarded closely by Hines. She's going to break the pressure from Hines, but then Hines pokes the ball away from behind, and Emporia gets another takeaway. Wiltz brings it across half court, dribbling up top, gets it to DeWitt. The lefty dribbling top of the key over to Beheimer, just checked back into the ballgame for Emporia. Beheimer skips it to Hines. Hines down low, DeWitt, double team on her. Back out to Hines. She'll try a three halfway down and out. One and done for Emporia as Meter has it in transition to Herman. Herman looking to attack the basket, picks up her dribble back to Meter. Meter in between the circles, gets by Wiltz, and she's going to try a 15-footer. It's going to be blocked that time by Davis, and Wiltz saves it from going out of bounds, and Emporia's got numbers 5-on-4 as Meter is down on the other end of the court. Wiltz at the free throw line, passes it out, a three-point attempt by DeWitt will not go. She gets her own rebound. Now she drives towards the basket, scoop layup will not go. Rebound by Davis, another look for Emporia. Hines over to Davis. Three ball corner pocket, no good that time. In between the circles as Emporia gets the ball back on the offensive rebound, DeWitt to Beheimer. We've played 4 minutes in our second quarter. Neither team has been able to score. 21-11, Spring Hill leads. Davis at the free throw line, runner in the lane is good. 21-13, Emporia does not get back defensively, and Herman gets her first points of the night. It's back to a 10-point lead. DeWitt dribbling on the perimeter. Now looking like a 2-3 zone by the Broncos. Hines has it up top. Gets it to Davis at the free throw line. She gets triple teamed over to Beheimer. Now in the near corner, it's Wiltz. Wiltz skip pass over to DeWitt. DeWitt on the perimeter. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. High post Davis. Davis double team. Drives towards the basket, out to Hines. She'll air ball a three, rebound picked up by Spring Hill. They did a good job getting in the heart of the zone, but couldn't capitalize. In transition, Herman for three, and she knocks it down. That's the first made three by the visitors. Herman's gotten the last 5 points in this game. It's a 13-point lead. Beheimer has it on the left wing, skips it to the right wing to Hines. High post Davis into the corner. DeWitt looks to answer with her own three, and she does. 26-16, 2:30 to go in our second quarter. Full court pressure being shown by the Lady Spartans. Meter breaks the press. Guarded by Wiltz, gets by her, runner in the lane. It's going to be off the rim, no good, but an offensive rebound. We do have a foul on the rebound try. So Beheimer's hit for that foul. And that's going to be – So for the first time tonight, we're seeing Melius with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Averaged over 17 points a game last season. And Hess is going to come into the ballgame for Emporia as Wiltz goes to the bench. Herman, the inbounder, tosses it into the near side. They get it to McConnell, back to Herman. Corner three won't go. Offensive rebound by Melius, but then she throws the ball away. Stolen away by Smith in transition to Hines. Hines, with 2 minutes to go on the clock, gets it in the corner to DeWitt. DeWitt dribbling on the perimeter. Now Beheimer with a touch. Hines in the near corner. Down low, Hess. Hess throws it up top to DeWitt. DeWitt gets to the free throw line. Now Beheimer with a touch. 15 to go on the shot clock. High post, Smith. Smith's going to travel with it. Bracket checks back into the ball game. Harris goes to the bench for Spring Hill. 26-16, buck 48 to go in our first half. Quick toss into McConnell. McConnell trying to break this full court pressure shown by Hines. Gets across the timeline. Hines sticking with her, though, right on the E logo. Now they switch it defensively. Beheimer can't slide her feet fast enough, and that's going to be a blocking foul against the sophomore. Second against Beheimer, fourth against Emporia in the quarter. And Davis is going to come back into the ballgame, and Beheimer goes to the Spartan bench. Chesham inbounding on the far sideline. Quick toss into McConnell. Dribble driving baseline. Picks up her dribble out to Chesham. Goes off her hands, and that's a turnover. 10 turnovers so far in our first half by the Broncos. Smith inbounds. Gets it up ahead to DeWitt. Still looking like a zone defense. This 2-3 struggling to figure it out. Down low they go to Davis. Working against Brackett. Picks up her dribble. On the baseline, Smith has it. Up top, DeWitt. DeWitt gets to the free throw line. Loses the ball. Has her pocket picked by Melius. In transition, Chisholm tries a deep two. Too strong. Offensive rebound by Brackett. Herman will try a 15-footer on the baseline, and she draws a foul. Two free throws coming up for the senior. This will be the third and fourth free throws of the game for the Broncos. First one from the senior, hits every bit of the rim and goes in.